You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by David De La Rosa from the band Braceface. I met you at Punk Rock Karaoke at the Auto Bar in Baltimore. Your band opened the show, right?
Yes, we did.
Nice. Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds cool. To open for all the people in Punk Rock Bowling. Like, in my throat. Randy from Pennywise, right? That's his name?
Yep.
And then there's, I don't know his name, but drummer of Goldfinger.
Oh, Darren.
Greg from Circle Jerks, and there's, what's his name? Yes, I'm sorry. Stanley from the Dickies.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was open for all of them, and I sang a couple songs with them. That was fun. I saw you sung one, right?
Yep, I sang Red Tape, which was a lot of fun. You were killing it out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah. So what do you do in Braceface?
So I play guitar and I sing.
Nice. So when did Braceface start, and were you always in the band?
Yeah, so we started around like December of 2008, when
nice.
I was still in high school. So yeah, I've been a part of it the entire time.
That's cool. So where's your band from?
So originally we're from Gaithersburg, Maryland, but then we moved up here in Laurel, and we got a house together. But now I'm the only one left living in the house that's still in the band.
So what is a Braceface song you suggest people look up, and where they can find your songs online?
I'm gonna give two recommendations because we have two songwriters. So for a Mitch song, I definitely recommend Me and You. That's just like his best song, absolutely. A lot of people love it. It's just a good catchy song. For me, I usually recommend I Don't Want to Leave My Room, because that song's very personal to me. It's a little bit different than anything I've written before, and I think those two songs kind of give a good like balance about what we're all about.
Nice. So what is the band your band has played with that you are really proud to admit you've played with?
Let's see. Last year we got to open up for Pansy Division, which was really awesome. I've been a huge fan of theirs for forever, and it just kind of things came together, and it was just like a really cool opportunity, and they were really nice.
Nice. So, how old were you when you started singing in bands?
I think I was like about, I want to say like maybe 15 or 16. That was like around the time my first band like really started. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was your first band? What was it called?
We had a couple of names. Originally, we were called Northern Lights Falling, and then we changed it to Vote Ronald. And then when Braceface started, I had started another band with my now roommate. We were called the Horribles, but we spelled it like horror, like we were like a horror punk band.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, sorry if my voice like sounds weird. Like my throat is like really dry right now, so.
Oh no.
Kind of like it's weird, but. So, what was the first punk, hardcore, or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
I guess that would technically be the Warped Tour. So like the 2005 Warped Tour was probably like my first real like punk show. And it was great. It just because I got a good variety of all these different bands. I was really there to see like MXPX and like The Offspring. But I got to also see bands like Go Betty Go and The Street Dogs and My Chemical Romance. And it was just like a really cool time.
MXPX is playing Philly tonight. Are you gonna go?
I had no idea they were playing Philly.
Oh, well, if it's not sold out, maybe you should go.
I should try.
Yep.
I would love to.
Yep. So, what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
So I really love just like the local Baltimore scene. I think we have a lot of really cool bands that are happening right now that maybe aren't like major names, but they put on amazing like live shows. Bands like the Neckbeards are one of my favorite bands that's from around this area. Our bass player Chaz has their own band called Chaz Monroe, and they just kill it every single time. Our other guitar player Mitch has a band, another band. He's in a few bands, but he has another band called Urban Crater. It's kind of like a nice cross between Op Ivy and Minor Threat, and they're just like one of the best bands like in this area.
Nice, that's cool.
Yeah, so there's just a few.
Yep. So, what is your favorite place you've played a show in?
Let's see. So, back in 2019, we got asked to play. Our friend set up a show at the White Marsh Public Library, and that was just, yeah, it was just a cool time. I didn't know. I love playing in like weird areas, but I don't know, just the way it all worked out and how they set the show up. It was just a really good dynamic and good vibe. And yeah, had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Just, I bet you probably didn't follow all the rules. Like, you probably weren't very quiet.
No, yeah, not really.
Yeah, that's cool. So, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Gosh, that was actually kind of recently. Over the summer, my girlfriend and I went to this Mexican restaurant, and I got some cricket tacos, and they
Wow,
were really
that's
good.
odd. Sounds
Yeah.
pretty cool. So if you could be any animal in the world for 24 hours without the risk of being killed, what would you choose?
Oh, definitely a wolf.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, wolves are pretty cool. So I feel like I would probably choose like I feel like a penguin would be kind of cool to just like exist on ice and like just float around and swim
Oh,
and fish.
yeah, especially if you're not gonna die. I would love to just be a penguin sliding around and just like having the time of my life.
Penguin, bird. Bird would be cool because you could just fly anywhere.
That or any sea animal, because I would love to just dive down and go like as deep as I could go underwater.
That'd be cool. Like maybe a dolphin or something. Well, no,
Yeah.
do they go very deep? I don't know.
That's a good question. I
I
don't
mean, they
know.
probably can if they want.
Yeah, might maybe not like super duper deep, but they
Yeah.
probably get pretty far down.
I don't know, ask a marine biologist or something.
Yeah.
So if you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Probably, just to stick with it. Don't give up on yourself. I got bullied a lot when I was 12, and that's kind of how I like found myself in punk rock. Like that was literally the age. Like my friend was like, here's some music, listen to this, check it out. And really like took me in and started guiding me into this journey has now blossomed into like a band and like the scene. And I would really just say, don't give up. Don't just keep doing what you love and don't worry about what other people have to say. Cause at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. As long as you stick with it, as long as you're happy with what you're doing and you're not hurting anyone, like just keep doing it.
Awesome. So, anything to add before we wrap it up, like plug songs or something, your band?
Not sure when this is airing, but we are playing Pennsylvania next week. But if this is already out and that's passed, I think our next local show is March 16th then in Burtonsville at shoot, it's near 198 restaurant, or near the Luchador Bar and Eats. I had to get the specific details, but yeah, it's gonna be a good time. We're celebrating our bass player Chaz's birthday. Other than that, just I guess keep a lookout for us. We're around.
Awesome. So where can people follow your band online?
So we got all the standard social medias like Facebook, Instagram. We do have an X. I don't use it that much. There's Bandcamp if you want to download some music. We're also on Spotify.
Nice. So thanks, David, for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Thank you so much, Gabe. This was fun.
Yeah.